It was great. We had a conversation about it maybe a couple months ago, and as he's always been a guy of his word, I expected to see him there, and there he was.
So people would read into this that this might match up because it's a special game, maybe your last in Detroit. What do you say about that speculation?
That's your opinion, and I have nothing really to say about it.
What do you do when you hang out? What do you talk about? What was it like afterwards when you were hanging out with him?
That's private. Keep it there.
How does it make you feel when they say that the defense is basically saving the team in certain games?
I think as a defense, we always want to be put in a position to help our team win. I think we're excited about that. I think as a defensive line, when we're put in the position to where we have to go out there and stop an offense, whether it's holding them from a field goal or holding them from a touchdown, we take that with great pride. And we always want to kind of be in that position. It's kind of, if you want to be a little selfish in some situations, we definitely like that. Definitely happy the offense has a capability, and they have done it in the past many times, just run out the clock. But we'll definitely be on the sideline, at least me personally, wishing that that we can go back out there, then hurry up and score a touchdown and let us go out there and get after the quarterback again.
How does the mindset have to change? You're an indoor team. Now you go outside playing cold weather for these last two games.
We're an indoor team with outdoor mentality. We understand that we have people in our conference that play outdoors. I like playing outdoors. We like practicing outdoors. If you're in this league long enough, it's good on the joints. So it's definitely fun. And we're looking forward to Chicago and then going from there.
Why do you like playing outdoors?
It's just fun to be out there. I mean, you played all your life as a kid. In my case, in high school and when I was in college, I played outdoors. Whether it was frozen tundra, how we called it at Grant High School, where it was just mud and just out there. And Nebraska, the same thing for us. It was cold. I remember the snowy game against Texas, against Kansas. So definitely enjoy it.
At the same time, you guys have lost 16 straight games when the kickoff temperature was like below 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think this team is?
That's an interesting stat, but I don't care about it. It is what it is. Maybe it's coincidence. You never know.
Now, Martin, you're one of the guys that have been here, kind of a core guy that helped build up to this point. But it seems like your leadership style, according to some of the players in there, is that you're not focused on how far we came, but just today's work. How do you keep that focus of it's about the present, not – because it has been a fairly remarkable journey how far you came, but not thinking about.
Yeah, I think the understanding of you just got to understand that when you take care of the small things, the big things come. And I've always been about a person that is focused on what I need to get done, the process, and understanding that and knowing that everything else should come there. And then when the opportunities are presented to you, you just take them in open arms and run with them. So as long as you take care of the process and understand what you need to get done, usually everything falls in order for you.
Did you ever in a private moment talk to Matthew or Calvin or any of the other kind of longer-term guys?
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely had one-on-one conversations with them, and whether it be here, outside, wherever it may be. I mean, it's important that we all communicate, even though we may not be on the same side of the ball. We're a unit, we're a team, and if we want to get to where we want to be, you got to have communication on all across the board.
If you had to sum up the trademarks of his defense, and if you were, what would it be? What would you call this? The strength or trademark of his defense?
Strength of the trademark, consistency, the ability to focus on what we have the task at hand, whether that's the run game, the pass game, getting turnovers, whatever it may is. We step up to the challenge, and I expect for us to continue to do that be able to find ways to maintain our consistency, which will allow us to get better and better each and every week. And I think that's something that's special about us. We've found ways to get better. Even though we've had some success, we don't gravel in that and take that as, okay, we're content with that. We want to find the best.
Where has this defense gotten better over the course of the season?
I think it just depends on the challenges that have been thrown at us. So any particular challenge that we've been faced with, that's what we've had to try and get better at each and every week. And people in this league have, it's very much of a copycat league, and they find weaknesses, find things that you aren't so good at, and then that's what they try and attack. And so we find what our weaknesses are, and then we got to go from there.
Warren Buffett did say, though, that he hoped you stay here in part because you're a hero in Detroit. What do you feel like you've meant to this team and to this city since you've been here?
I haven't thought about it and probably won't think about it. Going to get ready for Chicago.
What does it do for you, though, when you hear the crowd reaction to you? I mean, you, you flex and, you know, they chant your name?
It's always a great feeling to hear the crowd. I think it was always a great feeling when I was even in University of Nebraska, I heard my name chant. Same thing here. It's always something that any person would be happy about.
At the end of the game, some of the fans behind the bench were chanting, "Don't go, Sue, don't go, Sue." CJ Mosley in charge of you kind of joined in a little bit. What did you think of that?
Focus on the game.
The game was over. I mean, it was at
the end of the game. The game wasn't over. Focus on the game.
What, how about if you knew what time it happened, you knew that the game wasn't.
I told CJ to be quiet.
How about your illness? You were dealing with a little illness last week. How much did that affect you? How much did you have to power through it during the game?
Things happen. Like I said before, I mean, that was what, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, that we all have situations that we have to deal with. And I'm not going to sit here and pump myself up that I had to deal with an illness, and I played through it. I played a good game. It's something that every athlete has to go through. You've seen Jordan do it. You've seen many other people do it. So it's nothing different than me having to deal with an ankle injury or a knee or whatever it may be.
A couple more guys?
We'd have to read a little bit more into it because it forced you to miss your first practice ever. So it had to be significant, didn't it, to be affecting you?
Talk to Kevin about that.
He said to focus on the challenges each week. Uh-huh. What challenges do the Bears present to you defensively?
Defensively? I mean, Matt Forte is one great running back, a guy that I've gotten to know over the many years that we played them, guy I respect. And obviously, Jay Cutler is an elite quarterback and one that I think at any moment in time can very, very much so hurt you. They've got one of the receivers still intact in Jeffries, that's an elite player, and they've got some other guys on that side of the ball. Martellus Bennett, that I've known since, early days in college and a little bit early in high school. So, I mean, it's definitely a group of guys that can definitely hurt us, and we've just got to understand their weapons and kind of go from there.
Forte only got 5 carries in the first game against you guys. Mm-hmm. Levy said that it looked like they were scared to run the ball against your rush defense, given how well you guys have played. Do you agree with that kind of assessment?
I think they've tried to find a different way to create their running game, and that's their decision. Us as a defense, we're a type of people that we're going to react to what's given to us and see what changes they have. Everybody has a different scheme against us. They have different focuses, different want-tos that they want to go into the game and ways they want to attack you, and then that's what we've got to adjust to.
Do you take it as a sign of respect that tailback's so good, ineffectual against you guys?
I don't know. It's different. I mean, everybody has their own kind of focuses. I mean, some teams have wanted to just come out there and run the ball against us no matter what, even though we have a supposedly great running defense, and some people have chosen not to. So you kind of pick your poison and go from there.
What makes you say Jay Cutler's an elite quarterback, even his offensive coordinator was slamming him a couple weeks ago?
I don't know much about that situation. I didn't read about it, so I can't really answer that question. But I think him as an elite quarterback, he's done in the past. He's hurt us. I respect him, understand the good things that he can do and things that he likes to do that can hamper him. And we look forward to exploiting those and then limiting what he can do, what he can do to try and hurt us. We'll be right back.